taught. So many ways that the Anabaptists keep that are outside of the truth of God. They don't have the biblical. Let's go back to the gospel. Let's go to the gospel. The gospel is faith in Christ and his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection. He's our foundation. That's everything. And then built upon that is our repentance when we're looking to Christ, which means change your mind, change your ways, come out of the world, come out of your flesh, come out of all false ways, churchianity, man-made Sunday religion. You'll be born again by the Spirit of God when God sees a willing vessel. The fruit you're born again is not that you belong to some association or that you're under some elders. That's not the fruit you're born of God. The fruit you're born of God is, has your life conformed to the Word of God in its truth? Are you obeying it? Are you following it? Are you keeping it? Holiness and obedience is the fruit, and then you have to endure in the faith. That's what's on my gospel card. You have to endure. You can't just do it today and expect salvation a year from now if you've fallen away. You have to endure. Are you married?
No.
Okay. So when you get married, you have to endure in it, otherwise your marriage is going to fail. So that's the biblical gospel. And where Anabaptists lack is, they really don't focus on Christ crucified, his shed blood. They're the Sermon on the Mount and all this. And then they really don't understand what repentance is because they're still walking in a man-made system. Most of them don't understand what born again is. I asked that guy, when were you born again? And he goes, I don't really recall. And I said, you don't recall when you were born again? He goes, not an exact day. I said, no, not a day. But I said, when were you enlightened by the truth of God? And he's like, and I said,
when I got baptized into the church.
I said to him in love. No, he was stumbling over himself. I tried to help him. I said, can I help you? I said, it's not getting baptized and committing to the local body. And he kind of looked at me like, because that's when the Anabaptists say, well, I joined the church. And they think they're born again, but they have not the fruit of the born again person. So the real crux, the reason we will not join Anabaptists is because you guys are keeping a bunch of sin and false ways. And you won't repent of it. Steve Zook hasn't. Maybe someday I'll show up at your church and talk to people outside. I like to make people talk, you know, about the things of God because Paul did it, Jesus did it. They went to the religious places and they tried to reason. We've gone to Anabaptist places. You know what they've done? Called the police on us. Standing there peacefully. I got run out of a place in Tennessee. Standing there peacefully. When they told me I could wait to talk to the men afterwards, some county cops came up, one guy almost arrested me, and I was doing nothing. He's like, you got 10 seconds, I'm gonna arrest you for trespassing. I said, I'm on church property, they told me I could stay here. I'm gonna run you out of here, boy. And he was like, Southern boys, I'm gonna run you out of here, boy. And he ran us off, and they gave us a military escort out of town. And you can look it up. Look up White County Church, Tennessee. And you'll see, I have a whole article where they ran us out of town. All I wanted to do was talk about these churches. They're wicked men. The elders are wicked men. Most Anabaptist elders are wicked men.
So if you're not going to join the Anabaptist group, who would you be, whose authority are you under? Like what group are you accountable to? And who's your authority, that the person that's over you that you're accountable to that has insight and input and authority in your life?
Well, first of all, who does the Bible say I should put myself under?
Submit yourselves to another to the Lord.
So go by the Word of God. So the Bible says submit, first of all, I submit myself to Christ and God. So meekness, you know what meekness is? It's when we submit ourselves to God and we're willing to obey Him.
Yep.
So we submit ourselves unto God, okay? Then the Bible says submit yourselves one to another. Who is that?
Other Christians.
That are what?
Believing the Bible, following God, and
obeying Him and not living in sin.
Yeah.
Yes. So I wouldn't submit myself to the UN Anabaptists because you guys are keeping and living sin.
Okay, well,
so who I would submit myself to is other men that are striving and following the Word of God in holiness and obedience. And I don't have a local body around here because there's not enough men around here that submit themselves to the truth of God's Word. They're all Anabaptists or Baptists or Lutheran or Catholic, compromised, sinful men. I know men and people all over the world. Okay. Jesus said there'll be few. So here's your problem. You think you got to be in a body under men to function. Was Noah in a body under men? Oh, that's Old Testament. How about John the Baptist?
What did God command for you to do, though? Submit yourselves one to another.
You got to have believers to do that.
I want to know who you see as a believer that you submitted to.
I know men and people all over the world.
Can you name them? Someone that's
Why would I name them to you?
That I can ask. I can go talk to and say, hey, is this guy legit?
Why? Well, I'll tell you what. Set up a meeting with me, your local elders.
They don't know you.
Well, they can
who are
know
your elders?
Set up a meeting.
No, who are your elders?
Set up a meeting.
They don't know you.
The Bible does not say. The Bible does not say you have to have elders. It says when you have a group of people and you have biblical godly men. That's like saying, who's your wife? Who's your wife? Who's your wife? The Bible doesn't say you have to have a wife. You don't have to have elders. If you don't have,
no, you do.
Really? What verse says you have to have elders?
Jesus even had an elder. I always do that.
Who was Jesus' elder?
He said, I am under the authority of my Father.
So am I.
Jesus declared.
So am I. I'm under the authority of God and the Word. That's my ultimate authority. And I would never submit to any man who is keeping pagan ways and false gospels like you guys do.
No, I'm not saying you have to.
You just told me I have to.
You have to submit to somebody. Somebody that you can respect enough that you can submit to.
So let me get this straight. Your theology. So there's a man in Africa who lives in a Muslim country. And people, he goes online and he learns about Christ. And he hears the biblical gospel. Maybe he finds my website. He learns the biblical gospel. He repents. And he's born of Christ. There's not a godly man around that's a Christian. I guess he can't be a Christian because he doesn't have biblical elders to put himself under.
He will find one.
He would what?
He will find one.
He will find one in the middle of a Muslim country where there's no...
He will find one.
He will move. What if he can't move? What if he's in jail?
He can.
He can what?
He can still be a Christian if he's striving for that.
There you go. Thank you. That's what I do with the other people I know. We're submitted to each other and we strive. We don't have a local body because there's not enough local believers here. I prove it because you guys are all living in sin. And so...
Who can you put me in contact with that knows you and that they have the authority that if you're going off into error, they will say, hey, brother, I think you're going into error. Can we talk through this? And instantly they will have your attention. You will say, I want to hear whatever it is you have to say. I want to be submitted to your authority in that you can come and speak into my life and say, I think you're going into error here, and I will hear you out and take you seriously.
Right.
So prayerfully consider it before I just say, nope, you're wrong.
So why would I give you, who I think is living in sin and united to a bunch of compromises, why would I give you the names of the sheep of God when I think you might be a wolf? Because you're with a bunch of false people. Why would I hand sheep over to you, sir? We have a body that you're not welcome in and you don't get close to. It's not everyone's welcome, come in. The true New Testament body of Christ is a closed body for blood-bought saints that know each other, are committed to each other, and it's holy and obedient to scriptures, and we don't introduce people to wolves and compromise people. Why would I do that? You can't be serious. What's that?
Are you trying to get converts?
Am I trying to get converts?
If I am genuinely seeking...
I travel the country and preach and live in my van and stand in the streets and preach the gospel, and I've been beat up for the gospel, and I've been threatened to be sued, and I've been called to police constantly. You guys sit in a church building and you're questioning the street preacher if I go out and try to win converts? You're out of line, sir.
This group that you've talked about, the sheep that you're talking about, are there people that can join them? Could I go join them? If I wanted to change all my ways, could I join them?
If you wanted to change your ways, I'm starting an audio recording.
If I'm seeking.
So you know, I'm starting an audio recording.
If I'm seeking,
if you wanted to repent,